This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking money power right now on Capricorn Breakfast. You know, we are talking about tendering and procurement processes here.
Yeah. So, and Mr. Jones, experts say that procurement in Africa is at a crossroad. And this is as it evolves from transactional function into more of a strategic driver of business and transformation across sectors. So, but a more pressing concern is whether the continent has the talent needed to meet future demands in the next 5 years. And many people in the industry say that they've entered it accidentally rather than through a deliberate career plan. And we're talking this morning to the Regional Managing Director of Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply, the CIPS, Southern Africa. Paul Force is joining us on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to both of you. Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, thank you for making the time as well. I mean, we're looking at procurement, and it has recently been described as a default profession for many. What is implied or meant by that, and what are the risks of that kind of mindset continuing?
Yeah, it's a very interesting, that's an interesting observation. I think it's really because procurement has, you know, is called that because many of the practitioners who are practicing in procurement supply stumbled into it rather than choosing it as a profession. So often what happens within organizations, people get come from finance, from operations or logistics, and they end up in procurement not because they plan to, but because an opportunity opened up or they were seconded to that particular role by their organization. And the risk around that is, you know, to us is quite obvious. It's without deliberate career planning, we continue to have operational depth, but we risk missing on out on strategic, commercial, and digital capabilities that are essential for us in our economy, you know, for 2030 and beyond. This is there is an upside. The upside is that we have a very rich base of practical operational experience. So the opportunity really now is for us to pair that experience with some formal qualifications, some digital capabilities, and then also to have a more future-focused skills outcome from the situation that we find ourselves in.
And what role exactly does procurement play in how organizations function, and why is it has been an important role considering the tendering system especially?
Well, you know, given our history, we all know that procurement sits at the intersection where corruption happens, and we saw from the report from the Zondo Commission that certainly in the public sector there's a lot to be done in terms of professionalisation within the procurement function. So it's a vital strategic function within organisations because it has such a profound impact not only on the bottom line of organisations, but also in terms of things like supplier development and contribution towards ESG goals and looking at creating opportunities for SMEs to enter into the formal economy. So it's a highly strategic function in terms of its opportunity to make a fundamental difference. And as I said, unfortunately, you know, historically, we haven't really had the opportunity to leverage that.
Yeah. And talking about leveraging, what are some of the missing skills in the procurement space that someone listening now can consider getting, you know, if they want to consider procurement as a part of their career path?
Look, I think basically we're looking at skills like digital fluency. We need skills in AI. We need skills like data literacy. Those are kind of the skills that we're looking at. You know, leaders know that AI analytics and data skills are critical, but unfortunately, investment in training, the technology and the structured pathways to do that hasn't really kept up. So what we find is that, you know, we have this issue around BAU, around keeping the businesses running and keeping government running. So a lot of our procurement teams are so busy firefighting And we know that at the current, in the current geopolitical environment, there's a lot happening on the supply chain side. So they are so busy doing that, doing their day-to-day core functions and firefighting that, that upskilling gets pushed down the priority list. So this is why initiatives like, you know, the our Connect and Engage conference are so important. They create space for professionals to step up, to step out of that day-to-day routine and then learn from experts, see how technology and skills can transform their impact on the organizations and on the economy in general.
Mm. And I think as we wrap up, I mean, with what you're saying right now, I mean, you've called for stronger alignment between education, government, and the industry. What would that practically look like in Southern Africa?
Look, it's a massive challenge, and we're not alone in this in this situation. But there are three things. If you don't mind me just illustrating what those are. So we think it's around, the first one is around curriculum development. So we need to ensure that there's qualifications and training that meet global standards. But at the same time, those need to address local realities and skills demands. So we need to make sure that we are locally relevant. The second is around career pathways. So we need to create clear and inclusive routes to procurement, such as apprenticeships, you know, graduate training programs, and recognition of prior learning where people have come via those other pathways we spoke about at the beginning. And the third one is really around professional recognition. Procurement needs to be at the same level of status as, and eventually a kind of have a protection of title as other professions. So we need to elevate the status of the profession. When those three elements come together, I think we can create a really significant pipeline of skilled professionals who are then prepared and able to take on Africa's economic demands. You know, to 2030 and beyond. So I think those are the key factors.
Mm. All right, we'll leave it here for today, Paul. Thank you so much, and I hope there will be the change that you're looking for in the industry over
it's
the years.
Journey. It's a journey. Yeah. It's a journey. Yeah.
No.
But thank you for your time.
Definitely. That's the Regional Managing Director of Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply, CIPC Southern Africa, Paul Foss.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.